Good morning, everyone. Glad to see everybody out this morning. You know, he is worthy of our praises, and you know, he's done many things for me, and I just want to give him the thanks and praise for that. And I know we got many prayer requests, but I'm going to go into my scripture first.
Bless you, brother.
It's in Luke. We'll start in chapter 13. We done a small job after a regular job this week, and this is where it's come from.
Bless you, buddy.
But I've got another place to go to after this. But I'm gonna start with verse 6. He spake also this parable: a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. We done a small water line after we got off of our regular job, and I was digging, and the guy who was doing it for, he said, how about reaching over and digging that fig tree up so that it don't produce, you know? And this scripture come to me from that.
Right.
And, you know, I'm thankful that God shows me stuff like that, that I know that it's in my heart, you know. And I'm going to go to Luke chapter 21. And we'll go to verse 29. And he spake to them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things to come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. You know, I want to be counted worthy, you know, and the things of this world will drag you out of church. You know, it's real easy to get blinded, you know, and I just pray that he always lets me see the spiritual things, not the worldly things, you know, and it's easy for kids to be blinded by this world, and not only kids, adults too. I mean, it's real easy for me to start seeing things bodily, carnally, and I don't want to be that way. I want to see it spiritually, you know, and I'm just so thankful that the Lord showed me this week.
Bless
you know,
God.
He's working on me, and I'm so proud of that.
Amen.
And you know, I'm restoring an old car.
Bless you, brother.
And every time I work on that thing, it seems like another old pops up in the metal. You know, and it reminds me of me. You know, the Lord's working on me.
Praise the Lord.
You know, there's many holes that needs to be fixed in my life.
Hallelujah.
And I'm so thankful that he saved my soul.
Amen.
You know, I just want to give him the honor and glory for
Praise
it all.
The Lord,
I'm just so thankful. just to serve
bless
him.
You, Lord.
I just want to thank you all. I love y'all.
We love and you, son.
What a family I've got here. You know, I love each and every one of you. And I want to make it to heaven with you. And I want to be there with you. Each and every one of you. And I'm so thankful for the Lord this morning. You know, he's been with me all morning this morning. And I'm so thankful for that. He's got me out of bed.
Praise the Lord, my son.
And let me just come to church, you know. I look forward to coming to church. You know, there's many things that you can think of to get you out of church. And, you know, just come. You know, it'd be good for your soul.
Amen, brother.
Bless you, family.
Amen. Right there, I want to help encourage anybody.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
If that don't do something for you, you would wait.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
At this time, I'm going to take the prayer request. I know, let's remember Geneva and Adeline and all those that are not able to come.
Bless
you, know,
you,
and you know, I know they're in their heart they want to be here.
Amen.
Without a doubt. You know, and there's many out there that ain't able to go to church, you know, but not just here, other places, you know, and the just being able to go is a privilege in itself. And I'm thankful for everything that he does for each and every one of us. I know we all have hurts and troubles and we all need prayer. I know that. And I want to ask that you pray for my wife and the loss of my family. I got a special request. The Lord knows all about it. And pray, I just help me pray for that special request.
Alas, and did my Savior me, and did my Sovereign die? Would he defer that sacred day for such a one as I? At the cross and cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there my faith, I received my sight, and now I am happy all the way. And
Does anyone have anything on their heart this morning? Song or testimony? I'm going to let Paul.
Well, I appreciate the Lord this morning and the testimonies and all that's been said and done. Teaching of His Word. Thank you, young man. There's nothing like the Word of God.
Amen.
Don't care who you are, where you come from. There's nothing like it. Now reading the Bible over in the book of the Revelation 22, I believe it is. He talks about heaven, the throne. He talks about the waters. He talks about the trees that's on the either side of the river. Or either side of the cross, the law or grace. He said, and the leaves on them trees are for the healing of the nations. You look at on the law or on grace, them leaves, these leaves right here, they'll heal you. And Brother Abby, it's like medicine. You called me early yesterday morning and said, have you took your medicine yet? I said, I took it just about 10 minutes after I got up. And that's right, here's what it was. And I told him the truth. I'd been in the Bible. And it helped you get started, won't it? Start your day with Scripture, prayer. End your day with Scripture, prayer, whatever time you choose to get in the leaves, get in the Bible, it'll help you. It'll give you what you need for the day and give you strength to go on. And appreciate the Lord today. Turn your Bibles to the Gospel of Luke. Now when you get there, hold your finger there, and I want you to go over where Buford was in 1 Timothy chapter 2. And I'll share with you what's on her heart this morning.
What chapter
is it? Luke chapter number B17. Sammy was all around it this morning. Buford was all around it this morning. Luke chapter number 17. But I want to read First Timothy chapter number 2, where Buford was. Kindly go along with her message this morning. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 6 says, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due times. You may be seated. And what I got to thinking about this morning and what I got to looking at and seemed like on her heart was what's being revealed. And I'll show you here in the Gospel of Luke in a minute what I'm talking about. What's being revealed? Abby told me a while ago when we first got here. Now pay close attention this morning and you'll see what I'm talking about. He said he had a dream last night. He said there was two people come down here that had seen a job opening. And they'd come to apply for it. And Abby said, I wanted to get to you. He said, but you come, and he said, you was in your truck. He said, you couldn't find a place to park. It was so many people. And he said, when he finally got to me, he said he still couldn't get to me. Because everywhere we tried to get to talk, there was people. And about that time, his phone rung. And I just went on the bathroom, come back. I said, what's everything all right? And he said, this is Johnny. He said, there's rats in the basement. Two of them, they caught two rats. And right here's what I want to talk to you this morning about. is about the buzzards circling rats in the basement. Now, I come to church this morning. We was driving down there about a mile past the house, and I looked over in a big old field. And I seen a patch of Easter lilies about that big around blooming. And I thought, what an odd place for flowers to be. So maybe at one time there might have been a house or something there. And just right down past the house, seen back yonder, I seen a dogwood little white buds begin to come out. Never seen no more. I looked. But I thought, boy, that's an odd place for a tree to be. Look down there, seen them Easter lilies. They're in a lot of places now, but they's in a big old field just by themselves. I'll show them to you, Lou. And I thought, what an odd place for flowers to be. And I got to thinking about things being revealed. This time of year, there's a lot of things that begins to be revealed, ain't they? I remember preaching a message at Horse Creek Mission years ago. It was on a youth Sunday. I preached, as the flowers bud, as the flowers begin to bloom. And I tied that to the young people. It's time that, at that time, that church had a lot of young people. And I said, it's time for the young to begin to bloom. It's time for the young begin to grow and begin to reveal Christ in their life. And I got to looking here in the Gospel of Luke, and I want to share this with you this morning, and you're going to see what I'm talking about when we get through this. And you know, if you know anything at all about life and about buzzards, usually if you see buzzards circling somewhere, that usually means there's death under it. It usually means it may not always be that way, but most of the time when you see buzzards circling, there'll be death under it. Now the Lord just shown us here out of His own mouth about what I'm talking about in the 17th chapter here. And let's start reading here at verse number 22. And He said to His disciples, "The days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you'll not see it." After I leave and after I've done the word, finished the word, went back to heaven, went back to glory, He said, you'll desire to see one of the days that you've seen while you walked with Me, but you won't be able to see it. Because I have finished My work, and I'll be back seated at the right hand. But goes on to tell them here, He said, after I leave, He said, in verse 23, He said, "And they shall say to you, see here, or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them." When I leave, He said, there'll be a lot of them say, "Come here, come with Me, come with us. We're right. We want to show you. We want to reveal things to you." And honey, I'm gonna tell you something. This crowd that's today that prophesy the second coming of the Lord and different things like that, you better stay away from them. They won't do you no good. They'll deceive you. I know there's a lot of them, a few of them right now that said, dated even the second coming of the Lord, and it didn't happen. But yet they're going on. They're still going on and revealing themselves to the world. And my Bible tells me, if a man tells you something concerning the prophecy and the things of God, He said, if it don't come to pass, you better stay away from him. But people won't do that. They'll keep supporting them. They'll keep supporting them, and they just keep on revealing. Honey, there's buzzards circling. They not only buzzard circling, there's rats in the basement. Now you pay close attention this morning. Timothy there, he said, in his day he gave his life a ransom for many. And he will be revealed in his day. And let's go on here and tie this together this morning. He said in verse number 24, said, "For as the lightning that lighteth out of the one part under heaven shineth into the other part under heaven, so also the Son of Man be in his day." I mean, when the Lord steps out on the clouds of glory, I mean, at the whole world, everybody, everything's going to know it. Even the dead, even them that's buried at sea, even them. It don't matter when Jesus comes, brother. Everybody's going to know it. There ain't going to be no sneaking away and taking the church away, and amen, then the church coming back and all like that. When Jesus comes, it'll be like it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. It'll be like it was in the days of Noah.
Amen.
Now this is Jesus talking right here. This is written in red. In verse number 25 said, "But first he shall suffer many things and be rejected of this generation." He said before this happens, he'll suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. He said, "As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man." See, we notice back up here that we just read, when he comes, it'll be like the lightning in his day. But he said, before his day, he said, the days will be like the days of Noah. Now, ain't that got an S on the end of it? He said, For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. What did he say? When the flood came, those that were in the ark, those that were inside, they were saved, but everybody else was destroyed. That's the way it's going to be before the second coming of the Lord. There's going to be buzzards circling everywhere. There's going to be rats in the basement. This message ought to wake anybody up.
Amen.
Verse number 28 said, "Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted and they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed part of them." No, it don't say that. It said destroyed them all.
Amen.
"Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." When he's revealed, there's days leading up to the... he was revealed. He revealed himself as a ransom for many. There is a day of the Lord when he comes, and it'll be just like it was in the days of Noah. It'll be like it was in the days of Lot. But the same day they entered into the ark, the same day they entered they left. It rained fire and brimstone. And in the Bible said right here in verse 30, "Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day he which shall be on the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back." The next verse says right here, he said, the very next verse said, remember Lot's wife? When God sent deliverance down there, but the Bible said as they were leaving, the Bible said Lot looked back. I believe God's teaching us right here. mean, in, on the housetop. He said, and you step down there, you better be mindful of the things of God and don't be so much worried about your stuff.
Amen.
You know, let's go on right here. Verse number 33, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. There's no escape. There's no getting away from this. When the Lord comes, you that's it. There's those right now that's trying to seek their life, and they're paying more attention to themselves than they are to the things of God. I'm going to tell you something. I was praying a while ago, and I said, as I prayed in some of the prayer requests, I said, God, let some of them lose their life. I didn't mean that literally. I meant lose themselves and begin to pay attention to God. Why is that? Because they need to recognize that the buzzards are circling. I work in a nursing home. A lot of them, they don't never come see their families. Coronavirus or not, they ain't been there. The only time that they're there is when they'll get a call that they say they're actively dying. And you know what'll happen? They'll begin to circle like buzzards. Why is that? They're dying down there. They're wanting their inheritance and all things like that. But we better pay attention to our own selves and our own lives. These buzzards are circling over all of us. And these rats in the basement. And what ain't dead's a dying, and we better awake and awake to life and awake to the things of God. Let's go on. Let's look at this. Whoever shall seek his life, seek to save his life, shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. He's just saying, if you get born again, saved by the grace of God, put Christ first in your life. Like Paul said, it's not I that live, but Christ that lives within me. He said, if you lose your life, you'll preserve your life. Unto what? Unto the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord.
Amen.
We look at it right now, though, there's days leading up to that. He said, I tell you, in the night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken, the other shall be left. Here we are. Here, if the Lord lets me live till dark, till bedtime tonight, I'll go lay down. I'll lay down in my bed, and when the Lord comes, at the second coming of the Lord, brother, what's on the inside is going to be taken. This right here is going to be left. Going to be left for what? It's going to be burned up just like the earth is.
Amen.
One man shall be one man, two men shall be in one bed. Boy, them homosexuals like that, don't they? Two men, two women grinding at the mill. There's two women right now grinding at the mill. There's the true church and the false church. And brother, one of them's going to be taken and the other's going to be left.
Amen.
Thank you, Paul.
You know why? Because I see the buzzard circling. When I see listen, I don't know what it is, guys. Up there where I work, they brought some buzzards in from Britain or somewhere, they tell me. And what they don't look no much different than the buzzards that I've seen all my life. But they're all time circling around up there over the nursing home. And they'll get on the bypass. They'll go the old truck route. They hang around there. And at one time, they was causing a lot of things in town. And people was wanting to shoot them. And they was wanting to set off firecrackers and all that to try to scare them away, but they made it illegal. You can't bother them buzzards. I know why they don't want to bother the buzzards, because they like it where death is. Buzzards circling. We had a woman in dining, dietary, and she's retired now. Was sitting out in the courtyard. One of them come down and lit on a picnic table, scared her to death. Don't you pay attention. Don't it get your attention when you see buzzards are circling? It reveals something to me. And even sometimes you can smell it. Even sometimes God said, He said, your sacrifices and your way and the way you're doing, He said, it's become a stink to my nostrils. What God said was, it's too many buzzards are circling, too many dead things around. Buford teaching in Sunday school this morning, and you read old 1 Corinthians 14, read what the Bible says about our place and our lane that we're supposed to be in. But my Lord, my God, a lot of places you look at and you see, all you see is buzzards circling and rats in the basement. You know what would... I've got some green chunks up at the house I'm going to bring tonight. Johnny, some of you men probably thinking the same way. Put them green chunks down there and let them eat it. I tell you what need to be thrown in a lot of people's midst is a big chunk of that right there and let them eat it. Amen. It'll either kill you or it'll kill you or kill you one. You'll lose your life or you'll gain your life.
Amen.
Buzzard circling, rats in the basement. I was thinking about this before I got here about the buzzards are circling. And then the phone call happened, the dream that Abby had. And boys, I'm telling you, I'm still looking for God to bless this little church. But I'll guarantee you one thing, there'll be some buzzards and rats come along with it.
Amen.
You better know and learn the difference. Lou asked me sometimes, she'll say, now you've told me this for years, is that a crow or is that a buzzard? You know the difference now. Do you know the difference between a sheep and a goat? We went to the park yesterday and she cut up apples and carrots and I started saving my dress tail. Pulled out and I cut my shirt. She threw me a handful of things in there, carrots and apples, and she fed the donkeys and the little Jack and her foal that's over a year old now. And I took the three sheep down here. They've got wool down over their eyes. Can't see a lick. They just stumble around over stuff and try to eat. And I took it, and they come up out of there. They come, and there's always one that's a little bit more aggressive than the rest of them. And boy, and I'd feed it right out of my hand. I'd give you nothing. Feed, and there's one little shy back yonder. And I'd say, you come here. And I'd feed them sheep right out of my hand. And I got to thinking about they need a haircut, praise God. That's so they can see a little better. But did you know this morning that a sheep don't have real good eyesight, and sheep got to be led, and so on and so forth. But I'm telling you this morning, we need to learn the difference between a crow and a buzzard and a sheep and a goat. There's buzzards circling, there's rats in the basement. I touched my phone yesterday and I found where all my pictures went when Lou got me a new dollar store phone. It went back years ago right here at this church. And there's a picture of a black snake about that long, 1 year here in Bible school, laying right inside the door as you come in the church. Some of you guys remember that? Big old black snake. They'll say, don't bother them. They won't hurt nobody. They might not, but they scare me to death. Let's go on here, guys, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. Verse 35 said, two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, the other left. You may be down there one day on that backhoe. You may be down there one day putting in a water line. The coming, the second coming of the Lord. I mean, one's going to be taken and one's going to be left. We're an eternal being. We're going to live forever and ever and ever and ever and ever somewhere. I want to be in the presence of God, don't you?
Amen.
I don't want to be part of that that's left. Now this left behind all them movies in Hollywood and all that mess and airplane pilots going away. The Bible said, remember Lot's wife the same day, the same hour. Remember Noah at the same day when Jesus comes. Buddy, that's it. Fire's coming. But until then, buzzards is going to circle. And look right here where Jesus, right here what Jesus said in verse number 37. They answered and said unto him, "Where, Lord? Where are you talking about?" He said, "Wheresoever the body is, there would be the eagles gathered together, or vultures together." He said, "Wherever the body is, the vultures is going to be." So most of the time when you see signs, when you see vultures circling over something, it usually represents death. That's what Jesus is talking about. Where the vultures are gathered together. I mean, look around in this America, in this world today, that where we were founded upon the Word of God, and now Jesus had been rejected, thrown out of everything. I'll guarantee you, brother, I go to Washington, D.C., it's full of vultures. I go most places around anywhere, it's full of vultures circling around. Why is that? It's because, brother, nobody ain't paying no attention that Jesus is on his way. Amen. We're in the days of the Lord. Amen. But there'll be a day that he's revealed. He was revealed and gave himself a ransom for many. He's being revealed through and by mine and your lives and the way that we represent Christ and God in our life. And we'll either have life around us or we'll either have vultures circling around us. God help Lick Creek. God help all of us when they see us, not to see a buzzard just circling and rats in the basement. Amen. There's some things that can be took care of. Rats in the basement can be dealt with. You've got to be really careful and pay close attention to keep the vultures off of you. Keep them from above you. Let me tell you something this morning, guys. They might circle above us, but they're not going to build a nest here. They might circle above our head, but they're not going to build a nest here. Why is that? I've got the best pesticides ever been. It's ever been. J-S-U-S is his name. And brother, where he is, the vultures, they fly away. Amen. And the sad thing about it is they don't have to go very far to find death. I don't want them to find death in my home and in your home and in your life and in my life. I want to be a witness for God. That little lady up yonder that didn't even know her son, she said, "This is my preacher. I may not be much, but they let me preach up there about a week or so ago. I got another appointment. Got one more anyway." Reveal Christ in your life. Buzzards won't be over you. Listen, I've seen it over the years. I've seen them coming. You know how I recognize them? They got vultures over them. I've heard people say, "Well, I'm going to come down and visit you." I hope to God that's all you do. Some of them cause more trouble than anything. Be aware of the vultures around things. Stay away from it. And do all you can to keep from bringing it in here. And you know what? Over the years, I probably brought a few in myself. 8 years now we've been, or nine, or however long it is. Didn't aim to, but God brought my attention to it and got everything fixed. Buzzards are circling, and rats in the basement. What do we aim to do about it? So stand to our feet. It's all God. That excited me, Abby, when you said you had that dream last night. I'm still looking for the church to grow. I mean, spiritually. And listen, this common sense tells you, the more the church grows, the more he can be revealed through the lives of people that's here. When they go out yonder in the field. And I said, that's an odd place for flowers to be blooming. your life, it may be in an odd place right now, but bloom on for Jesus.
Amen.
You might be the only one that's blooming in your home, in your community, your surroundings. Bloom on. Listen, you won't see no buzzard above, you won't see buzzards above something that's alive. They're attracted to death. That's where they go. So let's be careful in what we do and what we say, and make a difference in somebody else's life. And pray for one another. Pray for our country. Pray for our leaders, just like he said. God can break their heart. God can put them out in the field eating grass like cows, and their fingernails grow out like eagle's claws. They might come to themselves and realize who God is. Anything before we dismiss? Bless you,
Pam. Actually, he's done a lot for me this week, but I had a cousin that had a knee replacement, and he's getting along real good, and I know that's the Lord.
Bless you.
Thursday, Gene and I were doing a project there at the house, and he was up on one step ladder. I was up on another little step thing in there. I failed, and I really, really thought that I broke my hip.
Bless you, honey.
Bless you, honey. I appreciate the Lord. In my life, I've got a husband that could kneel down beside of me and pray with me.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
I appreciate that of the Lord.
Yes,
ma'am. I appreciate that when things like that happen, or I have problems or anything, I know who I can run to for help.
Amen.
And I appreciate that. You know, when I was a little girl, the things that scared me or anything, I could always run to Mom and Daddy.
Amen.
But I've got a Father.
Praise the Lord.
That can do all things for me, and I appreciate Him.
Praise the Lord, honey. You know what she just said? She was going about her daily business the other day, and she fell, and she thought she'd hurt herself bad, and the buzzards started. We got her now. And all of a sudden, one of them looked over there and said, "Nope, too much life down there. We better go on." Praise the Lord. Just like Sammy said, putting in a new pipe. Can't you gather the spiritual things out of what people say? There's been times in my life, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, there's been times that I've fell down and been buzzards come close, but then all of a sudden one of them looked at the other and said, "We better leave him alone. He's got too much life in him." A lot to study about, ain't it?
Yeah.
Buck, dismiss us in prayer, will you, brother?
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for another blessed day you give us. We thank you, Lord, for the many blessings of life that you bestow upon each and every one of us, Lord. And, you know, we get blessed every day.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Realize it or not, but we get blessed every day, Lord, and I thank you for that. Just ask you, Lord, to reach down and touch each heart, each soul, and each body today, Lord. And comfort those that are in pain, Lord, and comfort those that are in misery, Lord, and just ask you, Lord, to lead us and guide us, Lord, and direct us, and help us, Lord, to get back home safely today. And
bless him, Jesus.
We give you the praise, the glory, and honor for all these things we ask in thy sweet, precious, holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. See us tonight at 6 o'clock. Let's all bring a dove. The Holy Ghost. Man, I thought about that one you just testified.